All yesterday from
Jackson. And we're back on Coffee Call talking with Patricia Green with the Kiwanis Club and Beth Cooper from the City of Benton. And Patricia, you said, oops, we forgot the most important thing on Tater Day morning.
Yes, Tater Day morning, and the pancake breakfast is held at the Benton Elementary Cafeteria. It's from 7 to 10. That is sponsored by the Lions Club. So go eat a pancake and then get the Main Street or Poplar Street to watch the parade.
Right, and Beth, right in the middle of all the Tater Day activities, we've got the annual WCBL, WCCK, City of Benton, and Marshall County Rescue Squad Easter Egg Hunt.
Yeah, we're excited to come on board this year and help sponsor that event.
Yeah, the City of Benton said, what can we do? And we went, you want to buy some eggs?
Yep.
So they bought all the eggs for us and got them delivered, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and we've got lots and lots of, and each egg is filled with candies.
Yes.
And then we'll have like lots and lots of prizes. Those will be the golden eggs. So kids can be looking at that. There's, I think, three age groups. So
okay.
It's fun times for anybody.
Yep.
All right, but you've got the city cleanup coming up next month.
We do. We try to do this, a spring cleanup and a fall cleanup. So our spring cleanup, it's April 15th. Everybody, that's when our trucks are going to go by and start picking up stuff at 7 a.m. on April 15th. That's a Monday. So be sure and have all your items out at the edge of your your yard before Monday at 7 a.m. So once our pickup truck comes by your house, they are not coming back. So if you see them and forget, then
that's it.
Sorry, but you're out of luck. Now, this is not a time for normal trash pickup, yard waste, limbs, anything like that. So please don't set out that stuff. We cannot pick up construction material either. Any type of hazardous waste, we can't pick up that type of stuff, or batteries, tires, but most anything else. If you've got old toys, old furniture, old appliances, go clean out your garage and set it out there and we'll pick it up.
Right. And that's no cost.
No cost.
So that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Citywide.
Yeah. It's residents only within the city limits.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right. And they've got to have it out by
Monday
Sunday
morning.
Night.
Yes. So
Sunday night.
So make sure it's out on your curb Monday, April 15th before 7 a.m.
All right. Well, anything else you need to let us know about it?
Not that
How
I
many
can
years have y'all been doing this?
Oh, gosh, I wasn't prepared. But we've been doing it several years.
Yeah.
Yes, we've been doing it several. And we've already started getting the calls. When are y'all doing the cleanup? So people are ready. And I need to get in my garage and clean it out, too. But, it's a good thing for our citizens. It helps them. It keeps them from having to hire somebody to come haul their stuff off or go to the dump. So we're glad to offer this to our citizens.
Right. And then City Hall, you guys are going to be closed on Monday.
Yep.
About Good Friday?
We're closed Friday and Monday.
Gotcha.
So we'll and I was going to touch on the vendor permits for Tater Day. If anybody wants to go ahead and get theirs.
Oh, you can still get one.
Come up to City Hall by 4 o'clock Thursday and we can give them to you. If not, myself and Harry Green, our fire chief, and probably some of our police officers will be going around checking for permits and selling permits.
Right. How many vendors do you expect? How many have already applied?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have, because we've only had a couple come up and buy their permit ahead of time. So I have no idea.
But I mean, this is a busy, busy time for you guys.
Yeah. Yes, it
because
is.
All these people, but they come in and they're like, this is a great community.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has got the positive feedback about Marshall County and the city of Benton.
Yeah.
All right, Patricia, let's go back to Tater Day.
All right. Well, just to remind you about the parade. The parade is 11 o'clock on Monday. It lines up on 5th Street. You need to be at your spot that you are told to go to line up by 10:15 because 5th Street will be closed at 10:30. We will get the parade lined up and it will start at 11. It will go down Main Street to 14th Street and from 14th Street on Poplar Street back to 5th Street. So we expect to have a lot of entries. the old cars and the tractors. We're hopeful that those people will be here because everyone likes to see those. And then the floats, we encourage youth groups, any type of civic group. If you want to put a float in the parade, we would love to have it because we never have enough floats, and Absolutely. We really like to see those. And then we'll have the Grand Marshal, Marty Johnson, will be in the parade. So come out and have a good time. Also, go up on the hill and ride the rides. Again, the Kiwanis gets the money, a portion of the money that they make. And then we give that back to the community in children's programs and scholarships. So we make money, but we give it away. We don't keep it. So we encourage everyone to ride the rides and have a good time. And then go to the Demolition Derby and the Tater Day 100 because that always attracts a lot of people. And then the fireworks display on Saturday night. That's always, that was the first year last year, and I think everyone really enjoyed it. It was a great, great display. So be sure and go and do that. Go eat a pancake and then come out for the parade.
Right, and the Kiwanis Club, you guys have been sponsoring this for many years,
too. Many years. This is the 179th parade, Tater Day, but the parade has only been going on, I don't know. Dr. McCory started the parade a long time ago and said they needed to do something to get more people involved, so they started the parade, and it used to not be as big. Now, it'll usually run for about an hour. I usually try to time it, and when the horses get back to me, the ones that come back, then we know that that's the end of the parade. So I would say that we've been doing the parade probably 30, 40 years at least. I don't know for sure, but Dr. McCory is the one that did start the parade. And Casey's Rides has been coming, I don't know how long.
She told me her husband is 56 years old, and he's not missed one from when he was a baby.
Right.
So we know it's 56 years that Casey's Rides has been here.
That's good. So.
And I'm 62, and I remember the Tater Day Parade whenever I was a little girl. Yes. So.
Yes. It used to just go one way, but now we make it wrap around, and I think everybody enjoys that a whole lot more.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah. And you're part of the Kiwanis Club, and for as long as I can remember working with the radio station, you've been the one that's pretty much in charge of telling everybody where to go
and how to get there. Yes, unfortunately I am. But we try to let everyone that wants to be in the parade be in the parade. Again, we do not allow the Confederate flag to be flown in the parade. We do have the Sons and Daughters of the Confederate, but they are an organized group, and they can fly the flags. So we ask you not to bring the flags into the parade. If they do, then we ask you to take them down. Mm-hmm. But we try to let everybody that wants to be in the parade, you know, be in the parade. And again, if you have candy that you're throwing, be sure that you throw it so that it doesn't land in the street, it lands in the crowd, because kids will run after candy regardless of what's going on, and we don't want anyone to get hurt.
Yep, and Greg's weather forecast shows that Saturday it's supposed to be sunny and a high of 75, Sunday high near 80, Monday gonna be perfect.
Well, that's what we're hoping. I've been watching it and praying about it, because we definitely want at least no sun, rain, snow, sleet, or hail, because I have had all of that fall on me in the middle of the Tater Day Parade.
I said, and sometimes I've either gotten a sunburn or frostbite.
That's correct. And of course, we had to cancel it the year of COVID, and then we had to cancel it the year that we had the monsoon season set in, and you could have floated a boat on Main Street, so we had to cancel it then. So hopefully we will have at least nothing falling out of the sky. It can be cloudy, but at least we could have some pretty weather just to get the parade done. So.
Right. And Beth, spring cleanup one more time?
Yep. Monday, April 15th is when we'll start. Just be sure and have your items out at the end of your driveway before 7 a.m. Monday morning, and they'll go around town. They'll pick up. They will not come back down a street once they've been on it, so please have it out before Monday at 7 a.m. This is not a time for construction materials, yard waste, normal household trash. This is just other items, broken toys, furniture, appliances, items like that that you're ready to get rid of. Just set it out and we'll come get it.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. This has been Coffee Call on WCBL. We'll send it back to you, Greg.